You know, we are on this 40-day journey through Lent, and we're getting close to Good Friday and then upcoming Easter Sunday. You know, there's 40 days through this Lenten period that reflects on Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, and we don't count Sundays. So if you're giving up something for Lent, that's a good thing, because it's a sacrificial thing that reminds us of the sacrifice that Jesus had done for us on the cross. But we're getting close. And, you know, Tina got us a daily devotion, 40 days to Easter. And if you're following along, you'll notice there's some real good devotions in those. And I want to share with a little bit with the one for today. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 33. Says this, this is a prophecy. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the prophet and the people of Judah. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. This being Communion Sunday, it says in Matthew 26, verses 27 and 28, it says, and then he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many and for the forgiveness of sin. And then down in Acts, it says, those who accepted Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to that number that day. Well, we have Pentecost coming up. And that's recognized as the birthday of the church. So we look forward to that day, and we thank you for the gift of the folks who recorded the things that are in our Bible. Most of them were eyewitnesses to what took place, especially in the New Testament, which gives us confirmation that Jesus truly, as they said at the foot of the cross when he gave up the ghost, truly, this is the Son of God. Well, I've been thinking an awful lot about a lot of different things, crazy stuff that's going on in the world. You've heard me say this more than once. We're living Bible prophecy. We study Bible prophecy here at Bethel, and we look forward to it. A lot of it is still yet to come. But if you look at the scripture, not only in Revelation, but in the little book of Jude and all through the New Testament of the promised coming of Jesus again. It says that we'll go through these birth pains, and so we're certainly do that. Things are crazy in the world. Why we were blessed to be able to be born and live in the United States of America, it's a blessing that all of us should celebrate. Because as we look around the world, we see so much turmoil and so much death, and you got dictators like Putin and some of the others. Even China is a dictatorship. You know, they persecute the Uyghurs over there in China. And so slave labor, they use them for slave labor, and crazy stuff going on. Pay attention. That's all I want to do is challenge us to pay attention, because Jesus said, watch, for your redemption draws nigh. We are to watch for the return of the Lord. As I said, that I've been doing some little things with the 40 days to Easter, but also in the upper room. You know, the Our Daily Bread and the other devotions that we use are written primarily by theologians and Bible teachers and some of their own personal experience. But the upper room is written by lay people. And this particular one I want to share with you today, Sunday, April the 3rd, was from Brian Foster in North Carolina. He gives this reference for Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 16. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior bringing victory. He will create calm with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And you can find that in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, and reflect on Genesis 28. Recently, he says, at the church, The praise team performed a beautiful song, and I began singing along as usual. For some reason, this time I became very emotional. I continued listening intently and singing along. I was feeling God's presence in a powerful way through the music. God is always present, but I'm not always aware of it. I think we could say amen to that. It is because we are not open to the divine presence. Am I too distracted by other thoughts and concerns in my life? We need to think about that. He says, but regardless of what we feel, whether at worship, at home, work, school, God is with us. We know that's true because today's quote from a Bible verse tells us so. Hebrews 13:5 declares, God will never leave you nor forsake you. We need to keep our hearts open and our minds open of God's presence. Otherwise, we may miss seeing God at work in everyday moments. How many times have I missed God's presence because I was mentally or physically distracted? I agree with him. I think we can all relate to that. Now, he says, well, I don't always feel God's presence. I did in church that day, and now I am more conscious of staying open and focused on the working of God minute by minute, day by day. You heard me say sometimes, and I'll just add to the thought of Brian Foster, then I kind of have to stay 1 minute at a time. Yeah, that's a little long sometimes, so I kind of get it down to 1 second at a time. Well, thank you for tuning on to the thoughts and pastor's thoughts and all of that. And, of course, we do lift up one another and we pray. But Brian's prayer at the end of his devotion says, presence in our lives. And may we continue to honor you and seek you as we live each day in faithful obedience. Amen. Well, we're grateful to have a congregation here at Bethel that keeps themselves spiritually fed with devotional materials and their attendance in church and encouraging one another. It's an awesome job when you think about it, to be a child of the living God and the responsibility of sharing that love with others. We're grateful that we do. The youth group has been going to, on Wednesday night, going to Capital City Church of God. And Little Sage, if some of you remember the kids that are always with us for a long time until COVID, he's out inviting kids to come to church. And so we're hopeful that in sometime soon we can get them to come back to our church. And our pastor's thoughts and prayers is this. We looking for somebody to help with the youth, with Tina and Travis. Travis being our musical director, and he's really torn sometimes between playing music at the church on Sunday morning and then going over and being with the youth. And so it's hard. And Tina, as you know, our lay leader, she's involved in so much. They love, that's a labor of love that they do, but we need someone to help. Tina, too, moved to Arizona, and Carol Morgan, don't know what happened to Carol. She's kind of disappeared when the COVID thing hit, and I pray that she's doing good, whatever she's doing. I tried to stay in touch with her, but she never answers my calls or my texts or anything. So we pray that Carol Morgan's doing okay. She really was a vital asset to helping the youth group do what they were doing, and we certainly miss her. So if you know somebody, or if you would like to help with the youth, let me know. Travis, Phil Brown, Tina, we'd love to talk to you about it. We really want to get our kids back at our church. When they do pick them up on Wednesday night and they take them over, they always say, Mr. Travis, Miss Tina, when are we going back to Bethel? So that's our prayer. The meditation is from these devotional from the 40 days to Easter is this. It says, God did not give the Israelites the Ten Commandments so that they would obey and be saved. He gave them the laws so that they would know how to live as his people. But God knew that they wouldn't be able to keep the law. He knew his people had a sin nature. that would inevitably override their desire to be obedient. I think all of us can think about it in our day and time, all the laws, traffic laws and all that. Well, today I'm going to drive and I'm going to obey every traffic law. I don't think that ever happens. So the Ten Commandments are there for us as a guidepost. But then Jesus fulfilled what the Ten Commandments was. And if we can do the Ten Commandments, and if we fail, we say, Lord, forgive us. And it gives us a new start. Well, I want to lift up all the people that's on our prayer line and prayer chants. We have an email prayer line now that goes out. So if you have a special prayer or special request, we'd love to either put it in the bulletin or pray with you or for you. If you just let me know or any of us here at Bethel, we believe in intercessory prayer. We've seen miracles take place in our little church. And we're grateful for that. But we're more grateful for the opportunity to talk directly to God. Did you know God wants you to talk to Him? He created you so that He can have a relationship with you. And He would love to hear from you. So we can pray a prayer of intercessory prayer. But we also need to know that we can talk to God. Talk to Him in person. And that's what the disciples realized when they asked Jesus why He went off by Himself after dinner and yada, yada, yada. He said, I talked to the Father. And they said, Lord, can we talk to the Father? And He says, yeah, I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. God never tempts us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's where the temptation comes from. And I'd just like to add, Jesus knew it, and He knew how to do it. He said, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. And we'd like to stay in touch with us. Love to see you in church in person sometime soon. God loves you, and so do I.